So you found a federal tax lien attached to your house. Maybe a title search turned it up, maybe an envelope showed up and you're staring at it. Either way, first question people ask is this normal? Am I being singled out?
You're not. IRS data book numbers put notice of federal tax lien filings at 214,099 in FY 2025.
214,099.
Right. Up from 196,996 in FY 2024 and 179,019 in FY 2023. So that's 8.7% in 1 year and 19.6% over two.
Okay, hold on. Because I keep hearing the IRS is falling apart. Lost something like a quarter of its staff.
Roughly 27% of its workforce in 2025? Yeah. And filings went up anyway. That's the thing people get wrong. A lien filing isn't a person pulling your file off a shelf and deciding you're the problem. It's automated. It's tied to your account balance. So fewer humans to answer the phone doesn't slow down the system that generates liens.
So the machine keeps going.
The machine keeps going.
What triggers it, though? Is there a number?
There's a guideline. The IRS generally considers filing once your unpaid balance passes $10,000. That threshold came out of the Fresh Start initiative. But it's a guideline, not a wall. It can file under $10,000 if there's a pattern of non-compliance, and it can hold off above $10,000 if you've already got a direct debit installment agreement running.
And to be clear, not everybody who owes gets one.
No. 214,099 is a minority of delinquent accounts. It's discretionary. Generally, the larger or older balances.
Okay, now the part that scared me reading this. The credit report thing.
Yeah, so the three major bureaus stopped listing tax liens on consumer credit reports back in 2018. Your FICO score doesn't move. Which sounds like good news, and then it isn't.
Because
it's still a public record. Lenders, title companies, business creditors, they pull public records as a matter of course. So your score looks clean and your refinance still dies at the title search. That's the one that blindsides homeowners.
Right, that's the part people miss. Okay, there's a clock in here somewhere. Walk me through it.
Letter 30172. That's the notice mailed after the lien is filed, and it starts a 30-day window to request a collection due process hearing. On Form 12153.
Letter 3172. Form 12153. 30 days from...
From the date on the letter. Find that date. Count it out. That's the single most important number on the page, because the CDP hearing is the strongest and cheapest way to challenge the lien or negotiate before things escalate. Miss it, and that door closes.
And meanwhile, interest and the late payment penalty are still running.
The whole time. Every month.
Say more about where the lien sits in the sequence, because I don't think people realize this comes after a bunch of other mail.
It does. CP-14 is the first balance due bill, roughly 21 days. Then CP-501 and CP-503, the reminders. Then CP-504. That's intent to levy your state refund, and honestly, that's usually the last calm warning before a lien enters the picture. Then letter 3172, the lien. Then separately, LT11 or letter 1058, the final notice of intent to levy, with its own 30 days before wage or bank levy.
Wait, two separate 30-day clocks?
Two separate events, two separate clocks. People blend them together and lose one of them. And the distinction underneath it all is simple. A lien secures the debt, a levy takes your money.
On the transcript, is there a code?
Code 582 for the lien filed. A later release shows as code 583.
582 filed, 583 released. Okay, so a lien's on the property. What are the actual moves?
Four buckets. Paying in full triggers a certificate of release within 30 days. A withdrawal, that's form 12277, actually erases the public notice. And that's available if you paid in full, or if you owe $25,000 or less, and you're making direct debit installment payments. Subordination is Form 14134, which lets a new lender take priority ahead of the IRS. And discharge is Form 14135, which removes the lien from one specific property.
So withdrawal and subordination are the homeowner ones.
Those are the workhorses. Withdrawal if you want the record gone. Subordination if you need to close on a refinance and you can't wait.
The article runs a hypothetical. The $13,600 one. Do that one for me.
Sure, and it is hypothetical. Say you owe $13,600, balance crossed $10,000, lien got filed. You want to refinance. Path 1. You enter a streamlined direct debit installment agreement. On a 72-month term, that's roughly $189 a month before interest and before the reduced 0.25% monthly late payment penalty that applies while a plan's active.
And because you're under $25,000 on direct debit,
you become eligible to request the withdrawal on Form 12277 after some on-time payments. Path 2. If the closing date won't wait, you file Form 14134 and ask the IRS to subordinate. The IRS often agrees when the refinance improves its position. Cash out proceeds paying down the tax debt, for example.
Often agrees, not will agree.
Correct. The IRS runs its own math on every single request. What you control is the paperwork, the timing, and whether you're compliant and in a plan. Not the answer.
Say the hard part out loud.
The hard part is sequence. If a closing date is on the calendar, the order you do things in matters, and a subordination request that goes in late or framed badly can blow the closing. Same with a levy already in motion, unfiled years, payroll, or business tax. That's where it stops being a form-filling exercise.
And when is it genuinely DIY?
Clean and small. Under $25,000, you can pay it off or you're on direct debit. You just want the public record gone. Form 12277 is a reasonable do-it-yourself job. Same with paying in full and confirming the certificate of release actually posted with your county recorder.
Confirm it posted. Don't assume.
Don't assume. Nobody calls you to tell you the county record cleared.
One more. Liens expire?
Tied to the 10-year collection statute, the CSED, which starts when the tax is assessed. Lien self-releases when that runs out. But tolling is the catch. An offer in compromise, a CDP appeal, a bankruptcy filing, those pause the clock and push the date out. So it's rarely a clean 10 calendar years.
Bankruptcy is not something you all handle, right?
That sits outside what Clarity does. If it's on your mind, talk to your own counsel about it. What we can do is enrolled agent work on the IRS side. Transcripts, the lien relief request, the payment arrangement.
Okay, next 24 hours, give me three things.
One, find the date on your letter 3172 and count 30 days. Two, pull your account transcript and check the lien year and amount against your own records. Some liens get filed on balances that were already paid or misapplied. Three, put your hands on your last filed return and a rough income and asset snapshot.
And if there's a closing date.
Say it out loud when you call. 888-825-7779. Free review. The date on the calendar is what decides which relief actually fits.